This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines, they are open to you right now. We'll get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial. The telephone number here at the station to get on the show, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Of course, our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial are here to help you. We've got a great conversation ahead. We're going to talk about some common mistakes people make and how to avoid them when it comes to retirement planning. So it should be a really, really informative and engaging program. Don't forget to learn more about Claus Financial all online. Their website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Learn a little bit more about Claus Financial, their separate divisions, and of course, sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Just sign up at the bottom of the page, reach that envelope that says Stay Current. Again, that's at klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And joining us this morning is Malia Cuevas of Claus Financial. Malia, how are you?
Very good. Nice and warm. Happy summer.
It is. Summer is here, and they've had some good weather and really great stuff. And this week's conversation, we always have really important conversations, have a lot of fun as well as we do the program. It's going to be an important thing, though, to take note and pay close attention to, because some of these mistakes can be quite costly, and there are definitely plenty of things you can do to avoid those mistakes. And we'll get into that with Malia and get down to kind of the details on that coming up in just a moment. A couple of great things that we do on the program, of course, is take calls at 321-1310. 321-1310 gets you on the air with Malia Cuevas of Claus Financial. Also, another fun thing that we do is the Claus Quiz Question of the Week, and the folks from Claus Financial have provided a fantastic prize again this week for the Claus Quiz Question of the Week, a chance to win a $25 gift card to Red Robin. Little tip, listen close to the program. Often the question, almost all the time, the question and answer come up during the show. So listen closely to the program for Claus Quiz Question of the Week. I'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. Before we talk about some of those mistakes, Malia, let's take a look back at last week's Claus Quiz Question of the Week. Get the question and the answer there as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a good conversation about gifting, ideas for our listeners to consider helping their adult children, and gifting options and limits on gifting as well. So our question last week, looking at that, was what was the federal gift? I didn't want to read today's question. What is the federal gift tax exclusion in 2022? Is it $11,000 or $16,000? So we had a lot of people calling in, but we had only one winner, and that was Mary of Lodi, correctly answered $16,000. So listen carefully back to that show, because it doesn't mean you can only give $16,000 total. It just, we're looking at per person. So you could give $16,000 to your neighbor, to your daughter, to Sean on the radio, whatever you want. But $16,000 per person is the federal gift tax exclusion in 2022.
As you mentioned, Malia, it was a great, great informative program last week. And there are, anytime we talk about IRS and we talk about taxes, there's a lot of details. It's really interesting stuff. And if you missed any part of that program, missed any part of today's show, or you want to go listen back to any other shows, you can always head on over to klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And again, don't forget, we'll do a Claus Quiz Question of the Week again this week, a chance to win a $25 gift card to Red Robin. So Malia, today we're going to be talking about some of the mistakes, nine mistakes specifically, people need to avoid with their retirement planning. What should people be thinking about? What should we be aware of when it comes to our own planning?
Right. So obviously there could be way more mistakes we could list today. We thought we'd just narrow it down to nine to get started. And being retirement planners, ideally, we do help people avoid these mistakes. So hopefully when you hear some of these potential mistakes, bells will go off for yourself, and then you'll proceed with caution. So mistake number one, which is very, very common, is generally staying too aggressive in your portfolio. So, you know, this is something we address with our clients as we're getting closer to retirement. 5 years, 3 years, 1 year out, kind of looking at how we manage that portfolio in the retirement space to make sure that it's probably you know, not as heavy weighted in equities. We're looking at, you know, making sure you're diversified properly. We're also looking at making sure you're maximizing your contributions, because if you can give us a target date when you think you're going to retire, we're going to probably give suggestions how we can kind of, quote, tame down your portfolio. We still want it to grow, but we also want to make sure it's not subjected to necessarily all the volatility that you could have withstood when you were, you know, 25 years old. So staying too aggressive is really an issue for some people, and we like to kind of tame that down. And we have to take into account your age, your own risk tolerance, what your debt situation is. So, you know, many people try to time the market. And if you've listened to our show more than once, you've heard that nobody can time the market. You can't make up for lost years. It's never a good idea. You might get lucky once, but it's kind of like a gambler. They only tell you when they win, right? That's, you know, I know people and they say, oh, I won this at the casino. And I'm like, okay, how come all these other times you go, I never hear anything, right? Mm-hmm. Same with trying to time the market. It's never a good idea. So that's number one. Number two mistake, retiring without considering health insurance costs. So I know many of our listeners are planners as well, and they're thinking, well, you know, of course you're going to consider health insurance. Well, to be honest, sometimes people don't. Sometimes they come to us and they say, I decided to leave my job and I'm not quite 65 and I don't know what to do. So this is why we want you to slow down and really consider those health insurance costs. Perhaps you can pick up COBRA as you exit a job. Maybe you can pick up COBRA for a year and a half. And yes, COBRA is more expensive, but that may help you cover that health insurance gap. Or perhaps you have a spouse who is still working, and that person has access to job health insurance that you could jump onto their plan. And some people forget that they, I mean, I don't think they forget, but they don't realize they have this benefit. Perhaps they served in the armed forces. Hmm. So there could be some VA health care benefits available for them. So if you're a veteran who served with honor, you're eligible to enroll in VA health care, and that could help, again, with that gap if you're retiring before age 65. And another mistake people do is they're not being tax wise. So at the end of the day, it's not always about how much we can make in our portfolios, but more importantly, how much less tax we might have to pay. So what we're talking about here, again, we talk on the show about reducing your debts as you approach retirement, which is a great thing to do. Mm-hmm. But we have had people who say, well, I'm just going to take a large amount out of my 401k or my IRA and pay off my mortgage. And I want to do it all this year. And so we would hesitate. We'd be looking at, okay, do you realize that's going to jump you up into two brackets above in taxes? Yes, we'd like you to be debt-free, but we have to be tax-wise. And that's really, really important if you were going to pay off a mortgage in a single year. And also not understanding RMDs and the choices you have with these as you turn 72, and that's when RMDs, required minimum distributions, first have to come out. So again, not being tax-wise, we always want you to slow down, look at your specific situation, get some professional guidance from either your accountant or your financial advisor.
Really great stuff this morning, talking with Malia Cuevas. And joining us in just a moment, CJ Kloss will be checking as we talk with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website and great resource to learn more about Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Or if you've got questions right now, we'd love to get you on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll continue our conversation with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. We'll talk a little bit about pensions. We'll also do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. All of that and your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Joined by our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. CJ, how are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing really well. Great to talk with you. And we were talking about a very important topic, which is, of course, avoiding mistakes and the importance of planning and having that plan in place. Really good content this week. And, of course, great opportunity as well. If you've got a question for CJ and Malia, we'd love to get you on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. And Bob joins us this morning from the road. Bob, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. My question is about contributing to your 401k, and since that is going to reduce your taxes out of your paycheck, what is the effect of that at the year end when you do your taxes?
Yeah, so Bob, if you, I'm just going to use big round numbers to keep it simple, but if you earned $100,000 a year, and then you put 10% or $10,000 into your 401k plan, you would only pay taxes on $90,000 of that. So the net effect at the end of the year is that it would reduce your taxable income by $10,000. Now, to take that a step further, what that really means is the 10 grand that went into the 401k is a pre-tax contribution, right? You haven't paid any tax on that. And then it grows tax deferred. So you didn't pay tax at the beginning, you don't pay tax along the way. And then when you get into retirement, let's say 10, 20, 30 years down the line, then that becomes income taxable as you remove it in retirement. Did that answer your question?
Yes, it does. So it really doesn't negatively impact you at year end. You're not going to have to pay your, obviously, then what you just told me is not going to pay taxes on your full amount of your income because it's been reduced by your contribution.
That's right. It's been reduced by your contribution. I'll add to that, it actually removes it from the highest marginal income tax bracket. I'm getting a little bit geeky at this point, but if you understand marginal income taxes, your top dollar has the highest amount of tax on it. And as you make that contribution, it's coming off the top dollar. So it actually has the largest tax benefit when you make that pre-tax contribution. So,
Bob,
great question.
Really good question this morning. Bob, thank you for calling. You two can be like Bob if you've got a question for our retirement planning professionals. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, love to get you on the air this morning. 608-321-1310. The website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. So pensions, big choices to be made there. Let's talk about if you are somebody that has a pension, are there potential mistakes to avoid when it comes to making the decisions about how you receive that pension?
Yeah, there are. So Malia just did a great job of going through the first three mistakes, and I'm going to go through an additional three here. So mistake number four, as you just mentioned, Sean, is not fully evaluating your pension options. So this is a mistake you want to avoid. Pensions are what are, it's also dubbed as a defined benefit plan, whereas like a 401k or 403b is a defined contribution plan. A pension is a defined benefit, and the one that is most well known for our listeners, at least, would be the WRS ETF pension plan, which is a state-run pension here in Wisconsin. Now, I think this actually, over the airwaves, it might make it down to just Northern Illinois as well. So down there would be like Teachers Retirement or TRS. But either way, these are pensions that can offer you income throughout retirement, but typically they do not offer a lump sum. So therefore, there's options that you have. It's like, oh, well, this is great. It's kind of like Social Security. When I get to retirement, I just generate income. Yes, except for they give you like eight different ways to draw it. Single life, joint and survivor, period certain, so on and so forth. And so you really need to slow down, evaluate your mortality risk, evaluate your life circumstances, if you have a spouse, so on and so forth, and make sure you make a wise, educated choice. Matter of fact, at our organization, this is such a critical decision for our clients that we have spent immeasurable amounts of resources in building tools to try to evaluate this with clients. So really encourage you, slow down before you make that pension decision.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Four down, four to go, five to go. I can do math, I trust me. Of course, great opportunity as well. If you've got a question for CJ and Malia, we'd love to get you on the air right now. And Mike joins us from Black Earth. Mike, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I got a general question about the stock market, something I've never quite understood. and maybe your guests can help me. You know, when the market goes down, that's the time to buy. And, you know, when the stock market started to tank recently, I upped my contribution to my 401k. So I'm buying right now. And the thing is that when the market goes down, it always goes down more. Because all these smart people on Wall Street, you know, they, oh boy, I'm sorry about the noise.
No worries.
All these smart people on Wall Street, you know, they sell off. So what's the deal with that? They should, you know, I would think that, you know, when the market goes down, they would want to buy.
Good question, Mike.
Good question. Yeah, great question. So what I'd say to you, Mike, is your behavioral bias there is really good. It's, hey, I want to buy cheap stocks, not expensive stocks. Kind of like if you think of this in terms of a hard asset like real estate, it makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Right? I would want to buy real estate when it's cheap, not expensive. So you're absolutely correct. When the market goes down, there's never a better time to remain invested, remain persistent, and if anything, just invest even more because you're buying cheaper shares. However, to your point about why does the market exacerbate this, and you're referencing Wall Street, which, by the way, Wall Street is a really broad term for basically when people don't understand what an institution investor is doing, they just refer to Wall Street. But really, Mike, what you have to understand is it actually is impacted by triggering sales that occur. So there can be certain pension systems that say we will only take on loss to this point and then we're going to sell out. There can be short positions that get triggered. And so often it's not so much about quote unquote Wall Street deciding to sell, even though they're smart people. It's actually more that there's triggers that occur that are kind of forced sales at certain sell-off points where a group of investors or a pension fund or whatever does not want to take on any additional loss beyond a given point. So, and by the way, that doesn't mean that all of Wall Street is selling. It just means that there's certain triggers which tends to exacerbate the momentum on the way down.
Really good question, Mike. Thank you for calling. And of course, you too can be like, Mike, you've got a question for CJ and Malia. Love to get you on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Learn more about Klaas Financial online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Talked about pensions. Pensions are becoming, I think we've talked about that, much more rare. Something much more common is matching contributions when it comes to your company offering that for your retirement plan. People make a mistake of not maxing that out, don't they?
They do. So mistake number five is not maxing out your match through your employer. So a 401k plan, you can contribute up to $20,500 if you're under the age of 50, or $27,000 if you're over the age of 50, because there's a catch-up contribution. But most people can't do that, to be fair. And so people say, how much should I be contributing, CJ and Malia? And our target over your lifetime of earnings is somewhere between 10 and 15%. So you should be doing elective deferrals of 10 to 15%, not including your employer match. But then people say, well, I'm young. I can't do that. Or I've got young kids. What's the minimum I should do? And this is where we say the minimum you should do is whatever the company is matching you. So if the company says, hey, we'll put in 50 cents on the dollar up to 6%, then you should be putting in 6% because they're literally giving you an instantaneous 50% return on every dollar up to 6%. So do not miss your company match. Another mistake in this is people don't read into the language close enough. They'll see something that says my company match is 3%, and so they put in 3%. But it turns out that you had to put in 6 to get their 3. So it's not only missing the company match, but it's misunderstanding what the language of the match actually means and accidentally missing out on the match. And then mistake number 6 is not looking at Social Security income figures properly. So often people will jump into Social Security early because they think it's going to run out or they just want to grab at the money. And then the problem is they're still working and they earn too much. And if you've listened to one of our shows on Social Security, you should know that that's a no-no. You can't earn too much while also drawing Social Security early because they'll start taking away your Social Security benefits. So you really want to know what are these ages like 62, FRA, 70, what do they mean? And then when is the ideal time for you to draw for the benefit of your family?
Really great, important information this week. Stuff to avoid, mistakes that you'd want to avoid. And, of course, proper planning and understanding the stuff really goes a very, very long way to avoid making those mistakes. You missed any part of today's program, don't forget, you can always get caught up. KLAASfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Listen back to the podcast. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Dial phone number for KLAASFinancial, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at KLAASFinancial. It is complimentary to you. We'll wrap up our conversation about mistakes that folks make and things that we need to avoid when it comes to retirement planning. We will also do our KLAASquiz quest week. Fantastic prize, $25 gift card to Red Robin. We'll do all of that next as Money in Motion with KLAASFinancial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with KLAASFinancial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Getting a lot of great information from retirement planning professionals CJ KLAASand Malia Cuevas. They are here for you each and every Thursday morning at 8:05. We do Money in Motion. Don't forget as well, you can learn more about KLAASFinancial online, KLAASfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. An appointment at KLAASFinancial, that initial one's not going to cost you a thing. It's complimentary. Their number is 608-442-5637. Talking this week about mistakes to avoid when it comes to retirement planning. Had some great stuff. What other mistakes should folks be avoiding?
We hear from probably 50%, which makes sense, about the idea of planning to work indefinitely. Oh. You know, there's a lot of people who say, I just love to work and I'm just going to work. And so the spouses does not always agree with that idea. So keep that in mind. But 53% of workers expect to work beyond the age of 65. Sometimes that's just to make ends meet. So that is a valid reason. And this is according to the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies. But the point here is if we're looking at reality and what you think. There's two different views here. So more than half of today's workers plan to continue working in retirement. So that's really what they think they're going to do. However, the reality is just 1 in 5 Americans age 65 and over, so 20%, are actually employed, according to the U.S. Department of Labor statistics. So your plan might be interrupted, unfortunately, due to health-related issues, right? It could be that you, it might not be your own health, but it could be that you need to take care of a loved one. So you might be forced to retire sooner than you anticipate. It could be employer-related issues. There might be some downsizing or layoffs in general. Or, you know, also we find as people age, they have more difficulty adjusting to new technologies. So you may feel like you're getting kind of pushed out. So that might be not your choice, but might be a valid situation where you're no longer employed. So that would be mistake number 7, planning to work indefinitely. Mistake number 8, and this sounds really bad. I mean, I have 4 children, so I don't want to sound negative, but as you age and you're planning for your own retirement, one mistake we see is sometimes you put your kids first before your own retirement. And so, of course, we all want our children to have the best, right? Best education, best wedding, whatever it might be. And if you can afford it, that's great. You can open up your wallet and be very generous. But what we have seen time and time again is people actually taking loans out of their own 401k to help pay for education. And I'm talking huge numbers here that really can negatively impact your own retirement. So remember, you can't borrow for your retirement. That's really key here. And helping your children, helping your grandchildren, I think that's wonderful. But we always want to make sure that you're going to be okay, because if we're retiring around 60 years of age, we're seeing earlier retirements, we want to make sure you're funded till you're 95. That potential is there for a lot of people. And if we're grabbing 50K here and 100K there, that could really impact your future. And then finally, mistake number 9, drawing too much each year out of your portfolio. We want to make sure that we figure out what your proper cash flow is to sustain. And as you retire, you don't want to take a big drop in your lifestyle, obviously. So figuring out that appropriate withdrawal rate, because for many people, replacing 70 to 100% of their pre-retirement income may be in line with their retirement strategy. So I want to make sure you're not over-pulling so that we can sustain a long retirement.
Also, all sorts of great information this week, as always. Don't forget, if you missed any part of this week's program, want to listen back to a previous show, head on over to Klaas Financial's website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can learn more about Klaas on the website, klaasfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. Want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because now it's time for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this in just a moment. I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes for today's program to call the Klaas Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Red Robin. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to the U.S. Department of Labor, what percentage of Americans over the age of 65 are actually employed today? Is it 20% or 50%? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer, win the $25 gift card to Red Robin. And again, that's Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. 608-442-5637. CJ, Malia, it is always great hanging out with you guys. Enjoy the day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
News is next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial.